Welcome back. The 24th annual Quincy Arts Fest celebration is coming up this weekend at the Coke Park and Recreation Complex here in Quincy. So right away, there's two differences from past Arts Fest celebrations. It's back in the springtime and it's in a different location. However, some things have not changed, like Linda Santoro and Dan Myers, who are involved in the Art Association for many, many years. And they're here to tell us all about the association and about the celebration. Hey, Linda. Hey, Dan. Good to see you.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Welcome back to both of you. It's been a while, actually, since we've had you
in
the studio.
Seems like 2.5 years, right?
About something about that, yeah. actually, we'll start there then. Linda, Arts Fest is back, right?
It's back.
Yeah.
In May, not in September, which is different and good. But I'm going to defer all of that to Dan, because he's the Arts Fest guy.
You're the Arts Fest guy, Dan.
Linda is our specialist in the gallery. She's our treasurer. She's our class manager. And so she'll take those questions, I guess.
All right. Well, let's hit Arts Fest first and talk about that. 24th annual, right?
Yes. Although we kind of lost track in the last two and a half years. Yeah. I'm not sure what number it is, but it has been about 2.5 years since we had it. We tried to have it last September, as I recall. We had only 118 entries. Mm-hmm. And the mayor deemed that that wasn't quite enough to run the show. So here we are in spring, which is a lovely time of year. We don't have to worry about hurricanes, which we used to in September. But we have 180 entries. It's very robust. I helped put it up. Very high quality art. Just was judged Saturday. I think we have close to $2,500 in prizes. Best of show for juried and members, and we have a nice photography exhibit. What we don't have anymore is Quincy Art children artwork. We haven't even been able to sustain children's classes during the COVID, but I think Quincy Public Schools has taken that over. I assume that the art teachers there have been able to collect artwork from their kids and have that in another tent or something.
So there will be a representation from the Quincy schools?
I'm pretty sure we will.
Okay, because I know that was one of the concerns of the mayor also,
was
that the fall didn't really allow enough time. Schools had just started earlier that
month. We used to do it always that way, and the teachers would scramble to find the kids that did the work last year and put it up. But I think it should be smoother this year.
Okay, well, that's nice. The venue itself, so it's back at the
It's original site, right inside the compound of Parks and Rec, where it always was. And maybe, I think we've been over in the ball field, the Adams field, for the last 4 or 5 years, which is nice space.
Yes.
The mayor could have pony rides, bouncy houses, you name it. I don't think, and the Quincy Symphony. So I don't think much of that will be available. There will be performances on a small stage.
Oh, there will be?
Yes.
Oh.
There always was, even in that small space. So I'm pretty sure that's going to go forward.
Okay, well, that's nice, because I know that was a main attraction for a lot of folks, you know, bring their families in and just sit down on the lawn there, or bring a chair or a blanket and enjoy.
It'll be a great family event. Yeah.
Okay, nice, very good.
I might mention we have two interesting demos on Saturday. I believe it's at 1 o'clock. Peter Ng is going to demonstrate martial arts calligraphy. If you can picture this.
I can't.
I think he's going to write in Chinese on a big piece of paper on the ground, Arts Fest 2022 with a giant brush.
Okay.
I'm not sure how martial art figures into it, but you won't be hurt, I think.
Okay. There'll be no chopping of boards and cinder blocks or anything. Yeah, okay.
But that should be very interesting. He's an excellent artist.
Okay.
And Linda could even talk about his work over at the gallery. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, we'll have a live demonstration. We'll have a model. One of our artists from our life class will be posing outdoors, and we'll bring the life class, and we'll draw her portrait. And that's Sunday about 1 to 3, as I recall.
Okay, what are the actual hours of the celebration?
It is 10 to 4.
Both days?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
10 to 4.
Saturday. Free, right?
Free.
No admission.
Absolutely free. Plenty of parking up on Pageant Field and all around. That should be no problem with parking.
Okay. And actually, the long-range forecast looks very nice.
It looks
kind of hot,
beautiful.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful forecast.
So that should work out well as well. Now, you mentioned that the entries had already been judged. So will there be an awards?
Yes. Well, Friday night, I guess only Ellen and Paul may know who the winners are right now.
They're
putting the program book as we speak.
Okay.
Ellen will distribute the awards on Friday night to the artists, and then the ribbons will be on the artwork for the public to see,
right,
starting
okay.
Saturday.
Okay. I know an auction is always a big part of it as well.
A raffle. We okay. call it a raffle. Yeah, a lot of artists have donated dozens of nice things to raffle off.
Nice.
And that will be drawn, I believe, at 3:30 maybe Sunday, the
typically
winners of those.
Is done, yeah. Okay. And the proceeds go right back to the Art Association to help with events like this and to subsidize your classes, right?
That's true. We pretty much break even. The registrations that the artists pay for their own awards,
yes.
you know. So there's, you know, no profit to the Art Association from, you know, the registration money.
Now, you yourself are a sculptor and an instructor as well.
Right.
Curious, will there be any, do you think, representation of the past 2.5 years of the pandemic expressed in some of the art that'll be
That's a very
presented?
Good question. I've seen all the entries.
Okay.
There's no COVID-specific
okay.
entry that I can remember.
Okay.
But that would have been a good theme.
Well, or even a mood. Perhaps, you know, or an attitude or a color palette that you see emerging, you know.
That's a very good question. For my own part, I spent most of the COVID doing Sculpey sculptures in my basement, which we're offering over at the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, every artist has kind of turned inward, I would say, and you'll see some really nice, they had plenty of time to work.
Mm-hmm. True, yeah.
And a lot of beautiful landscapes. I bet a lot of them spent some time outdoors.
Any new budding artists that decided, hey, here's my chance, you know, I'm not working right now, or
there
I'm working
sure
from
are.
Home.
We have brand new members, a lot of them entered in, young people, young adults, I should say.
Sure.
And so you'll see a range of, you know, people that started as beginners within a year mm-hmm. to highly accomplished art. It's quite a range, and the public should maybe get, you know, maybe I'll take a class, and
right.
maybe I'll be in the show next
okay.
year, we hope.
Speaking of classes, they are not finalized yet, but they will be coming?
They'll be coming
okay.
in June. Yep, we have some good teachers, and maybe we'll have some children's classes as well.
Oh, all right. Good
so,
to know.
So we'll get that out by June.
Okay. Still at your High School Avenue site? Or do you
yes,
think it will
we're
be?
Still teaching the classes at 26 High School Ave.
Right behind Fire Headquarters, for
right,
folks who aren't
right,
aware. Okay.
Right there.
Okay. So again, it's Arts Fest, May 21st, 22nd, mm-hmm. at the Coke Park and Recreation Complex, Marymount Parkway. Quincy, free, come by, 10 to 4 both days, enjoy fun, festivity, artwork, maybe buy a raffle ticket, maybe win a piece of art, you never know.
Or buy a piece.
That's a good point, they're for sale too, also.
Yep. Yes. Almost all of them are for sale.
Well, you know, we heard a lot during the pandemic about how folks who were in the public service industry, hospitality industry were negatively impacted, but certainly the arts world, the music world, the world of culture was just as impacted. There were no public performances,
right.
no public presentations, so.
Yeah, amen. Good point. That's
you know,
a very good point.
The struggling artists.
We're glad back to see each other inside of a room
right.
for a change.
Exactly, yeah. Will there be any COVID protocols at all at Arts Fest?
That's a good question.
Okay.
Not that I know
Well, there's nothing mandated by the city or the state, so,
yeah.
okay.
I'd say wear a mask if you're concerned.
Certainly, yeah. Okay. But a lot of it is outdoors.
Yeah. That, and it's in a tent,
right.
which is also outdoors.
Okay. All right. Over to the Quincy Arts Gallery, Linda.
Well, Joe, we opened in October.
Yeah.
And thanks to the mayor and the city of Quincy, they donated the space for us, and it is magnificent. It is really beautiful. We're on our sixth exhibit
already?
Right now. Yeah, we usually run an exhibit for about 5 weeks.
Okay.
And we started out with our members show, so the members were able to exhibit there for, actually we extended that mm-hmm. for a couple of months, yeah. right through to the holidays. And then we opened up a little merchandise area for the holidays, which we still have, mm-hmm. that we sell artisan pieces, jewelry, pottery,
cool.
Prints, mm-hmm. or small original paintings. More affordable, maybe, items
okay.
than some of the artwork hanging on the walls. And that was a big hit. And so we kept it. We still have our little gift shop
nice.
Within the gallery. And we had Leslie College come, and their photography students, their senior class. We filled up one wall with their pieces.
Oh.
And that was a great show. It was good to have other people come in, not just the Quincy Art Association members. Then we had Edwina Cacci.
Yeah.
We had a wonderful show for her. And then new members. And I think because of the visibility of the gallery, people just walking by, they were like, I think I want to join.
Well, for folks who don't know, it's at the Monroe Building, right on the Hancock Adams Common. So it's at the main thoroughfare to the Quincy Center T Station
and really
City Hall right there.
It really is an amazing location. Yeah. We couldn't be happier.
Is it open every day?
No, it's open Thursday through Sunday. Okay. Thursday, Friday, 2 to 5. Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 5.
Okay.
We'd love to be open every single day.
Right.
It's just trying to get the people to commit to. We are an all-volunteer organization.
Right.
To spend the time to sit there.
Okay.
But it's, whenever it's very enjoyable, and Dan's there too with his buddy Fred, so it's very pleasant. It's a nice way to spend the afternoon. People do come in, they're curious, and they love walking around. And some people think, you know, it's one of those galleries that they either have to pay to come in, or they have to be dressed a certain way. We're not that kind of gallery.
Okay.
At all.
The gallery for the people.
It's, yeah.
As it were.
Yeah. Everyone is welcome
nice.
To come in and just look at all the beautiful artwork that's in there.
What's been the response from the artists to have, you know, a gallery, an actual gallery?
Yeah, they're very happy.
To show their work.
Yeah. They're extremely happy because until we had the gallery, there were only a handful of opportunities for them to display their work, right?
Right, only like, a few businesses.
Yep.
Or our own building in 26 High School
Ave. Which is kind of tucked away where people
way tucked away.
Don't know, so.
It is museum quality now.
It is museum quality.
It is a stunning gallery.
That's nice.
It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. We so fortunate, before we opened, I had solicited different businesses in the area to help defray the cost of getting the right lighting, track lighting, to do the artwork justice. And the city was just so
generous
in helping us get it open.
And in fact, there is an exhibit there now of watercolors by a special artist. I know you want to talk
very
about.
Special. Yeah. I'd love to talk about Marco Vizcarra. He is an amazing watercolorist, and he has generously donating 5 of his paintings to help the effort for Ukraine.
That's amazing.
So the show is called Art for Ukraine.
Okay.
And it's a silent auction that can take place either in the gallery or online.
Oh, all right.
You can bid online for it. And 90% of the proceeds will go to the International Red Cross for
Ukraine.
We
have some examples of his work we can show folks.
That would be lovely.
Yeah, they're just beautiful. Tell me about Marco. Is he from Quincy?
He lives in Brockton.
Okay.
He's originally from Peru. And he studied actually as an architect designer. He was a professor in Peru.
Okay.
And then he moved to America in 2009 with his family. And he pretty much self-taught himself how to paint. I mean,
you'd never guess these are watercolors. Look at the vivid
they're
colors.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And
stunning.
They're stunning. And this past Saturday, we did have a reception where you could meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And he did sell 2.
Oh, very good.
Not these particular ones, but we have about 50 others that are hanging up in the gallery, that one is more beautiful than the next.
Is that right?
Yes. So I'm sure there will be more as people come in. And we just want to get the word out that it's there. And
until June, is it?
June 19th.
Okay. So either in person or online, you can bid.
In person, you can see the ones for the silent auction, not the whole gallery.
Okay.
So you have to come in to see all the others.
Okay. All right.
And if you did want to bid on it, it's nice to come and see it.
Certainly, yeah.
To see it in person. But he just has a way. He's just so meticulous and sensitive and just natural. It just, I've never seen anything like it. And it's just so hard. Watercolor, I'm learning, you know, it's not the easiest medium in the
Most
world.
Most of us think watercolor is more difficult than oil because you cannot correct it.
It just kind of flows
water
when it wants to.
Yeah. It's fluid. Yeah. It's just moving, you know.
And again, it benefits the Ukraine Red Cross.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Super. Very good.
So.
We can't have a discussion about the Art Association and Arts Fest without talking about Kelly Cobble.
No, we can't.
And, you know, the many, many, many generous contributions that she made over the years to the Art Association, and how this particular event this year will be very different without her, Linda, I'm sure.
She was the glue that held it together.
Yeah.
She really was, right, yeah. Dan?
She certainly was.
Yeah. Will the Arts Fest have a special tribute for Kelly?
Yes, there'll be a special award for her.
Oh, there will? Okay.
Brand new, and maybe it will continue every year. Mm-hmm. But I worked with her for almost 20 years,
wow.
And her death was shocking to us, unexpected. And she just held us together through the hardest times,
yeah.
Including COVID. And she's held almost every position in the organization, vice president, president, and she
all
was
at
on the
same time.
All at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah. She was on the mayor's group to help design the new Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
She gave her all to that.
Yep.
It's
and she was so thrilled when the arts gallery opened, I remember.
She was thrilled.
See,
yeah,
that as a major accomplishment, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's great for her family that she'll be remembered and recognized for sure.
Always.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you both. Appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a great celebration.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.